The U.S. dollar comes into the new week mildly offered after a wave of U.S. dollar negative drivers in the previous week. The Atlanta Fed's downgraded growth outlook for the U.S. economy definitely played its part, while the buck also stumbled on cooler PCE reads and renewed tariff fears. Last week's U.S. presidential debate has also shaken things up a bit as the market takes the possibility of a Trump presidency more seriously. Elsewhere, we've been seeing a good deal of uncertainty around the French elections and possible turmoil this could bring to financial markets. We suspect we'll see more volatility around this today as market participants digest the first round of the French elections. French bond yields had pushed to a fresh record high heading into the weekend election. Finally, there have been no signs of let up with respect to yen declines. The yen is coming off another session of a multi-year low against the buck. There has been talk the new line in the sand is at $165 yen, and it will be interesting to see how things play out on this front in the coming days. Looking ahead, key standouts on Monday's calendar come from Japan consumer confidence, UK nationwide house prices, German and Eurozone manufacturing PMIs, BOE consumer credit and UK mortgage approvals, UK manufacturing PMIs, German inflation data, US ISM manufacturing, and US construction spending. That's all for now.